Thank you.
Gabby, good afternoon. Are you in the fifth floor?
Yes, I am.
You know who is the nurse in charge of Mr. Magdaleno Reyes that was supposed to discharge this weekend?
So I am one of the nurses taking care of them today along with Miss Grace.
Okay. Did you talk to Devona? She's a social worker replacing Katrina today, that we already found a place for him for likely Monday afternoon. And who really decide anything for that? Because I need to record this conversation, because a month ago the hospital sent Mr. Magdaleno home with the house in shambles. Now I just left that house and I locked the door because they trashed the mattress was smelly because of urine. They have the air conditioner, the heater is not working, and nobody is there to take care of him. So it's absolutely impossible for discharging today. Absolutely impossible. But I need to be sure nobody will dare to put him in the ambulance, and because then we're going to have to involve the police. So I have to know who is the person. We are working very hard. I'm working with Katrina. We already found a solution, very likely for next week, Monday likely, hopefully. But we cannot do anything this weekend. And he has Medicare. It's completely covered for another 2 days. I just want to know if I need to fill the dispute to the Medicare in case this discharge is already signed by the doctor. How can you check with Gabby what I need to be to do to be 100% sure we will not have any kind of surprise? You understand?
No. Yeah, no, I get it. Is this Mr. Paul?
Yes, that's him.
I remember. Yeah, I had him before. I think I was there about a month ago and we met in person.
Yes.
So I already know the situation. So I see here on the note that you did speak with Miss Katrina. So she does not work on the weekend. So the person that may have given you a call is probably someone called Miss Devona Smith.
Yes.
She is one of the social workers that are here. So as far as discharge, there's no plans for discharge just yet.
Okay. I already returned the call for Devona. So I'm on top of the issue every hour. So I would not ignore any kind of emergency, but I just want to be 100% sure we can relax this weekend without going crazy, you know what I mean? So So be sure that tomorrow, whoever is going to be in charge tomorrow in your replace, likely your weekend, I beg you to talk to Gabby and be sure the other nurse for Saturday and Sunday will know that we are pushing the room available for two different facilities next week. They are completely full, but they are trying to empty one room for Monday afternoon. So I want to be sure you have my phone number, if you don't mind.
Yeah, no problem. Hold on. Let me read to you what we already have. So is it 202-957-9900?
That is correct. I also must emphasize the power of attorney that the legal department approved a month ago is still valid more than ever. So I can send, if they don't have a copy for this time, I will be glad to send it tomorrow, the copy. But also, I need to be 100% sure that is in the note that Mrs. Maria Soto, the neighbor that prepared the meals for him, she's a volunteer and she cannot wash him until somebody will replace her to do the food. I don't know what they're going to do, but very likely he will need to stay under Medicaid in some other long-term facility from now on. So the problem anymore. I just want to beg you to talk to the nurse in charge for him for Saturday and Sunday, that they will know my number. They will know what's going on. They will know that they are forbidden to talk to Miss Maria Soto. She has nothing to do, has no power of attorney, and she's not even a relative for that person. She's just a church volunteer. Just
got
that.
It. So I already put your number up on the board in the room. I put you as the power of attorney already, and I put your number listed on the board. So if anybody were to go into the room and need to talk to you, your number would already be on there.
That's perfect. I really appreciate that. And I'm sorry to be
No problem.
Because last time was a horrible problem. Horrible problem.
Yeah, I know. I'm so sorry. I was there when all that happened. I was like, what is going on? Everything just transpired downstairs from the ED up to upstairs. I am so sorry you had to go through that.
Very, 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 very bad. It absolutely was.
I know.
And also because they are basically believing that because this person, they did some kind of imprudent decision. That's all. But anyway, I will trust in you deeply, and I'm going to relax this weekend, and I'm going to go back to work Monday for the Mr. Maddaleno as much as I can, okay? If you need
problem.
If you don't mind, I'm going to have I'm going to stop by to give the Holy Communion. I'm going to give him, so then I will talk in person Monday, okay? Sunday after Mass, I'm going to take Holy Communion for Mr. Maddaleno. Then I will talk to whoever is there during the afternoon or evening, and then we're going to prepare the discharge for hopefully for Monday.
Yeah, no problem. We'll definitely figure something out.
Okay, thank you so much. You're so kind. God bless you. God bless your soul.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate you calling.
Tell Navona that I did return her call, okay?
Got it.
And I left a message also. So we'll talk to likely Sunday afternoon.
All right, got it. Take care, Mr. Paul.
You too. If you meet Miss Maddaleno, he don't understand. He understand a little bit English. He don't speak, but I understand. If you don't mind.
Oh no, it's okay. I speak fluent Spanish.
Okay, can you tell him that we are praying for him, that we didn't forget him? Everything will be fine. Okay.
Okay, got it.
Thank you so much. What's your name again?
Oh, Gabby.
Gabby, thank you so much, Gabby. Have a wonderful weekend.
No problem. Bye-bye. All right, you too. Take care.
You too.